This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. I'm opening up this little non-episode with the title theme to Shin Onigashima, a Famicom only Nintendo title that I just actually mentioned in the previous episode, episode 102, The Dark Side of Nintendo. In that episode, I said that one day I should do a whole episode devoted to this game's music, and this is not it. This is not even really an episode. However, that track seemed like the most appropriate for this little whatever it is, because it's beautiful, but a little sad, and very Japanese. Singing Mountain is going on hiatus until December, which is not actually that long, it's already November. But this is happening for a few reasons, and there's some longer term effects of this happening. First of all, I'm going to Japan next week. I'm very excited. If you have any recommendations for nerdy cultural things to do in either Tokyo or Kyoto, please hit me up. I'm still in the process of deciding what all we're going to see while we're there, and any recommendations are happily accepted. As a result of this trip, I don't have time to put an episode out. I'm getting back to the United States right before Thanksgiving, and then it's basically December. And in December, I'm going to do at least two episodes. I am doing the annual Ice Level Music episode, so you can look forward to that. And then also, I have something that, if I'm being honest, should have gone up already, but I just didn't get around to doing it. Hi, Brian. I hope you're listening. And it's the first of what I hope is a little series to do on Singing Mountain in the future, but it'll be a cool little thing that I hope you guys will enjoy. That might be it, actually. And that might be it for kind of a little bit, because I'm very tired. Not counting bonus episodes, I put out 45 episodes this year, and almost on a weekly basis, and that takes a lot of thinking and then editing to put out in a way that I think is good enough for the Drew Mackey brand, and I need a break. If you don't know, I actually also have another podcast I've been doing all this time. It is called Gayest Episode Ever. It is about gay episodes of classic TV, and although I took a hiatus for the summer with that one, I've been doing it almost concurrently the entire year with Singing Mountain, and it's kind of been a lot. On top of that, Gayest Episode Ever is actually doing extremely well. The audience for that has grown exponentially, and if I'm doing this whole podcast thing as a proper job, then I kind of have to look at what is pulling the numbers I like and what is not pulling the numbers I like, and concentrating more on the more successful podcast, which sucks to say because I actually love Singing Mountain. It's my little baby and it's 100% me, and I have loved putting out every episode that I put out this year. But I gotta say, I kind of have been feeling for the last few months that I'm creatively tapped, and not only would I like to have better ideas for episode themes, but I'd also like to just kind of chill out for a bit and do music research and listen to a bunch of OSTs and pull tracks that I can fit into future themed episodes and just expand the base of games I feature on the show. I feel it's gotten a little narrow. Maybe you've noticed that too. I think I can do better, and the only way I can do better is by taking some time off to regroup and rethink and recreate and generally improve. So yeah, it's a huge bummer. I feel it's a huge bummer. And if it is for you, I'm sorry, but I promise you, Singing Mountain will be back one day. And though I may never just do week to week to week to week, like with no end in sight, I might be better off doing like 10 episodes at a stretch and have those planned out and have it be like a balanced group of 10 that makes sense to me, and then taking a little break and then coming back and doing another 10 episodes. That was probably a better model for most of us, honestly, you people who've put out new episodes of your same show every single week for years, I don't know how you do it. You might only have one podcast. That might make it easier, but a lot of you don't. Clearly, I'm rambling. Again, I'm tired. But I also want to say that if you're someone that supports this podcast on Patreon, I apologize for the awkwardness of being like, hey, I have a Patreon now, and then be like, hey, I'm going on hiatus. To make that a little less bad, I'm putting the Singing Mountain Patreon on hold, which is a thing you can do. So if you support me on Patreon, you're not going to be charged for November, probably not going to be charged for December. I will just keep that hold until I'm actually putting out proper content on a regular basis again. I do appreciate the support, but no worries, I'm not going to collect any money while I'm not making Singing Mountain. That seems fair, right? If you want to yell at me about this, the easiest way to do that is on Twitter, either at drewgmackie, M-A-C-K-I-E, or at singmopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. There's a Facebook page and a Facebook group for Singing Mountain. Just search Singing Mountain on Facebook and click on the one that is not a bakery. And you can listen to all previous episodes at singingmountainpod.com or on the podcast listing platform of your choice. Do have a look at tablekicks.com. Tablekicks.com is the page for the small podcast network that I co-run with my business partner. And there's actually going to be a new show that's premiering in early December that is called Underbelly LA. It's about weird crime stories in like the early days of Los Angeles. Think of Los Angeles more separated from the glitz of Hollywood and just kind of the nasty gross stuff that you wouldn't necessarily know about unless you have to dig deep. It's going to be really cool. I'm not speaking on it. I'm only producing it. The host is Hadley Mears, and she's a history buff, and I'm really excited to give her a platform to tell stories that I don't think anyone else could tell. There will probably be promos for that in the Singing Mountain feed, so I'll make sure it's very easy for you to subscribe and have a listen if you're interested. Also, I might put some reruns in the feed every now and then, just maybe some of the older episodes that I think hold up well, just to keep the feed alive and remind people that Singing Mountain is a thing. So yeah, you're going to hear from me again in December, probably twice, and then maybe not on this podcast for a little bit. But when you do hear back from me, I'm going to have some cool ideas and I'll have done something that I feel excited to put in front of you rather than relieved to have finished and then kind of iffy on whether it is actually up to the standards that I create for myself that are kind of ruining my life. But that's what creative people do. Ruin your life with high standards. I'm going to close out with a title theme to Yuyuki. It's not a sequel to Shin Onigashima. It is a spiritual sequel that is along the same lines gameplay-wise. It's a storytelling, visual novel type game. And although the first game was composed by Koji Kondo, this game was composed by Soyo Oka, and I love her music as much as I love Koji Kondo's. So because Yuyuki is also a very Japanese game, it seemed like a nice way to close this episode out. Enjoy listening to that. Goodbye for now. I will see you, and thank you for listening to Singing Mountain.
Table Cakes production.